You're listening to SBS News.
Anticipation is building in Victoria ahead of Sunday when the state government will declare a further relaxation of COVID-19 rules. Premier Daniel Andrews says the trend is positive and he is hinting extra restrictions could be eased sooner than expected.
We look each day at the data and we'll take whatever steps we can when we can do that safely. And Sunday we'll be able to account for some of those. That's a continuous process.
Victoria's Deputy Chief Health Officer, Professor Alan Cheng, says the state is doing better than authorities had hoped, but super spreading events will be crucial to monitor.
The easiest and the hardest thing about this is this super spreading event phenomenon. So if, you know, we keep a lid on all these last cases, then, you know, it could actually fall fairly quickly.
Although the drop in infections is boosting optimism across metropolitan Melbourne, Victoria's Minister for Mental Health, Martin Foley, admits the lockdown has taken a toll. The state government is boosting funds for community providers of mental health and addiction services so they can reopen safely.
Trauma expresses itself not immediately, but cumulatively, and coming off droughts, coming off bushfires, coming off a global pandemic, we would expect to see in 6 months, in 12 months' time, the peaks in demand for these services, which is why we're investing now.
Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt is also delivering a hopeful message, telling Channel 9 yesterday's absence of community transmission in all states except Victoria is promising progress.
When you look at it globally, an unbelievable national achievement that belongs to all of the governments, but above all else to the Australian people. So they're doing a great job and they'll continue to do it.
The declining interstate numbers have given South Australia the confidence to open its border to New South Wales from midnight. Premier Stephen Marshall told Channel 7 the end to this border closure is a relief, but Victoria still poses some threat.
So the only state we're closed to, the only state, is Victoria. And the risk is reducing, and so we are more liberal with that border at the moment. About 3,000 people a day coming across that border. Essential workers, transport workers, yep. People that are working in that border community. So things are improving right across the nation.
Two new cases have been recorded in South Australia today. In New South Wales, six new cases were detected, all of whom were returned overseas travellers, marking another day without locally acquired cases. Premier Gladys Berejiklian is commending the drop in Victorian cases and says she is watching regional areas closely.
And what we don't know yet is what the virus will do once in Melbourne in particular restrictions are eased, and that's responsible for us to look at that. We know obviously there's a 2-week period where people are infectious, and what happens in Melbourne in particular when the restrictions ease is something that our health officials are looking very closely at.
Ms Berejiklian says she is hopeful that Queensland might fully open its border soon. Queensland hasn't detected any new cases, but questions have been raised about why Australian soldiers are withdrawing from its border zone on September the 30th. Deputy Premier Stephen Miles says the removal of Defence Force support is disappointing, but there are no plans to change border controls with New South Wales at the moment.
The test with our boundaries is not so much how we're doing here, but how other states are doing. And so we'll continue to monitor New South Wales and Victoria. They're both doing very, very well. In fact, better than I expected they would at this point in time.
Despite Victoria's falling figures, scrutiny over the state's response to coronavirus continues, with the hotel quarantine inquiry today hearing from Victorian government ministers. Jobs Minister Martin Pakula told the hearing he didn't know his department had concerns about the hotel program until the inquiry was set up.
I became aware sometime after the establishment of this inquiry that there had been certain representations made by my department to other agencies about various aspects of the program, and some of those concerns, I believe, have been the subject of evidence to this inquiry.
Mr. Pakula says he doesn't remember how he found out about private security involvement in the hotel program. A man who lost his father to coronavirus is leading a class action against security companies who were part of the quarantine program. And nationally, Chief Nursing and Midwifery Officer Alison McMillan says Australia's decision to sign a global agreement to obtain early vaccine access is an extra opportunity to hopefully control the pandemic.
Obviously, these vaccines become available once they have been proven to be safe and effective. But again, this is Australia looking to the international world, and there are at the moment more than 180 vaccines in a range of testing stages. And we want to make sure that we can get access to a vaccine that's safe and effective as soon as possible.
And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.